When it comes to edging stroke techniques, I like the ones that almost work best. What do I mean by that? Simple. When you sit down to wank one out, you go for the most efficient and pleasurable stroke possible to get to the orgasm as fast as you possibly can. For me, it's really boring. I don't want you to come in 2 minutes flat. I want to draw things out and make you my personal stroker bitch for as long as possible. So, some edging stroke techniques that feel really good but not quite good enough is the perfect technique for me. Here are my top 3 edging stroke techniques designed to make your torment last a good long time. Edging stroke technique number 3 involves controlling the speed and pressure to prolong your suffering and desire to orgasm. A nice loose fist barely closed on your cock and a glacial stroke rate combine to drive you to the absolute edge of frustrated desire. The key here is to be patient and just let the desire build. This technique is great for an hour or two of edging fun. Combine it with some porn or teasing talk and you've got a slow build that leaves you eventually begging for more. More contact, more speed, more anything, as long as I let you finally come for me. Technique number 2 on the edging stroke technique best of list takes a fantastic stroke for ramping up the desire and subverts it into a teasing onslaught that cannot be denied. Normally, I'd have you make an almost too tight fist and then only use your hips to fuck your hand. For edging games, however, I'm going to have you fuck nice and slow and just maintain that wonderful edge of orgasm bliss for me. I have to admit that what I like about this one is the eventual stutter in your hip thrust as you fight to maintain control over that orgasm. My hands-down favorite edging stroke technique is diabolical, I'll give you that. But it's also a whole lot of fun, as well as stupid simple. In a nutshell, stroke until you're hard, then stop. From that point on, you can only use the tip of one finger only on the head of your cock, and you must only move slowly. This one relies on a partial excitement of the nerve endings in your cock. Try it now, on the back of your own hand, barely touching only the pad of one fingertip, tiny slow circles. Doesn't matter what part of your skin you do this on, pretty soon you'll be just itching to replace that too gentle, not enough touch with something more robust. On your cock, this sensation ramps up to 11, and you'll be begging to come in no time. What's your favorite edging stroke technique? I'm dying to know. If you enjoyed this, you'll like my blog. It's over at fetishphonesexblog.com. Or you can call me at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.